Are you certain, sir?
Let's just record this before I gotta go poo.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Sag Show. This is Bob. Miles is out taking a poo.
No, I'm here right now. Just...
Are you going to take a poo, or are you going to...
No, just by the grace of God and these two fingers, I don't have to do it now.
Are you going to take us into the inner sanctum for your marathon poo session?
I don't know. I had a lot of stir-fry here just a little while ago.
Oh, my God. What were you eating stir-fry for? What's up with that?
It was yummy. It was good.
What kind of stir-fry was it?
It was good. It was teriyaki chicken.
Teriyaki chicken. I like
bacon
that.
Mixed in with the rice.
Bacon and the rice?
Oh,
that
yummy.
Don't sound right. That sounds a little...
Oh, man, that's delicious.
Sounds a little not kosher.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so good.
Bacon and the rice?
It's like a party in your mouth. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I bet. That's a party in your mouth, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I like the teriyaki. The bacon and the rice, I'm a little iffy on.
Eggs in there, too. Some scrambled eggs.
Those weren't eggs.
Oh, man. Put some teriyaki sauce in there. Oh, man. It was so good. Soy sauce.
Did you make it, or did your wife make it?
No, my wife made it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Some pineapple. Threw some pineapple in there. Man,
although, I will say,
oh, God,
last time I visited, which has been about 10 years ago,
yeah.
No, it was the last time. Well, you made some fantastic fajitas, chicken
fajitas.
Fajitas.
I always hear this story. I don't even know what to do, but that's the funny part. But I'm going to take credit for it.
They were very good.
They were delicious. Yeah, I know.
With onions and peppers.
Onions and peppers,
yes. Oh, my gosh, I loved them.
Yeah.
I'll be up again this weekend if you want, fellas, if you're going to make those.
Yeah, I bet.
You going to make those?
I bet you will. No.
Oh, well. It's all right.
We've had some cutbacks here. And,
chicken
tinfoil is a luxury, so we don't Our food stamps don't afford
tinfoil. I can't buy aluminum foil with food stamps?
Yeah, no, there's a new thing. I don't know. People use it to make meth or something. I don't know. It's weird.
Seriously? I believe
that.
Yeah,
it's weird. Yeah, it's weird.
Well, I love those chicken fajitas you made.
I guess I don't know. I don't think we've really done those in a long time. I don't know.
Those were good. Do you remember that? Chicken fajitas? No, my wife doesn't remember that.
I think I kind of vaguely remember it.
I remember it. I thought they were delicious.
We haven't made them in so long. I was like, I don't
know. And then we played spoons, and I gouged your table, and you got all pissy with me.
Yeah, probably.
Because I grabbed that spoon so hard that I drug it and gouged your table.
Yeah, I don't even play that game anymore. I got hurt playing that once. I had someone cut me with their fingernail, man.
That wasn't me, was it?
No, that happened over in Aurora, Illinois. I was playing with my former workmate, Mr. Clean. And,
Mr. Clean.
Yeah, someone frickin' scratched me. Like, Jesus.
I gouged your table. I remember that, and you were so pissed.
I don't know. I can't. There's such a long list of things that you pissed me off about. I can't even... I'm probably on the low end of the chart. But.
Speaking of pissed, evidently you pissed off Smidge.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about that at all? Or?
I was a little hard on the guy a week or two ago there, and I was, what can I say? You know, I just...
I don't know what you're talking. Say.
I think and I'm bringing you in on this. I
don't remember talking about this.
Inappropriate with Smidge and his lovely wife. We said, Smidge is so ugly. And,
I did say that.
Like, she must have lost a bet. You know, how could she, he's a handsome young man. He's so handsome.
No, he's not. He's not handsome at all.
He's like a Bieber, man. He's just,
He's not
handsome.
No, so,
yeah,
I swear. Every time he gets his picture taken, it's like he's got the same expression.
You know, his face has changed over the years. I don't see. That's what's weird. It's like he's, as I knew him, many years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, he still is a thin person, I guess.
Yes, that's true. That's true. He's
but he was almost like beyond thin when I first met this guy, which, I mean, you know,
that's because he was on heroin.
Yeah, and that was definitely meth. That had to be meth or something. I don't know what was going on. But he was like really super skinny when I first met him.
Yeah.
Like really skinny. Like Karen Carpenter would be like, damn. You
know,
this guy was skinny.
Nobody
but
knows
no, I mean,
Karen
he's still
Carpenter.
A thin guy. You know, no, he's still thin. I'm just saying. He's just.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not fat like you and I, so.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah, thank God he's not come to this point yet. But.
Yeah, he could basically, like, fit in your belly like it was a cockpit.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
You're like in the Yellow Submarine movie. Remember those guys with the fezzes and the big mouths for bellies?
That's
like
the Blue
you.
Meanies.
No, well, they were part of the Blue Meanies bad guys, but they wore fezzes and they had like sharks for bellies. It was weird.
I don't know. I had a weird experience with that movie once, so I don't remember it. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to tell us a nice story about it.
No, I told you a long time ago when I was in college, like someone was going to project it on the side of their house.
Oh, yeah? You... What happened?
Remember that?
Yeah, well, what happened?
There's like 20 or 30 people there. And this guy like was next to me is like starts talking about all the symbolism of the movie. And I turn to talk to the guy and he's gone.
Then he's gone?
It was like John Lennon's ghost or something sat by me like for a minute and just like, the Blue Meanies like cops, yeah.
The Blue Meanies. It's a bloomin' Blue Meanies.
The guy literally disappeared, like gone.
That may have been because he got the vibe from you that, you know, you're kind of into him or something.
would you hold my hand?
I think when he asked for a back rub, that's what put him off a little bit.
You know what my favorite Beatles song is? I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Yeah, I think that's why he disappeared.
Yeah, he's like, I'm out of here. I'm bailing.
Yeah,
I'm going to follow the sun. I'll follow the sun, man. Boom.
I've got this big Barney Rubble guy want me to rub his back. That's a little weird.
Yeah, that was weird. A lot of weird stuff.
Rub my back.
I remember our friend Clark. I think he was trying to set me up with like his girlfriend's like high school sister, man. It was weird.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. At the armpit, yeah.
Yeah, no, we went to some musical thing. I forget what it was called. Some, like, Friday Fest or whatever the hell it was called.
Oh, yeah, it was Spring Fest.
There was, like, a weekly thing that went on.
Oh, no, was I there?
Gosh, I don't remember what it was, but, yeah.
Did I go there? Was I involved?
No, you weren't one of the cool dudes, you know.
Right, yeah, I forgot.
He's like, hey, man.
Hey.
You like High School Strange? Like, yeah, man, why not? Man?
Yeah, you did.
Apparently I did, yeah. I did.
What's your major? We go to high school in Cape Girardeau.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they said, and you're like, hey.
Hey, you know what my zodiac is? Penis rising. Yeah.
You were like, I'm like, what are you doing? This is crazy.
I did mistakenly talk to a couple of women. I thought they were women.
No, they were like freshmen or something in high school.
Well, I don't think they were freshmen in high school. Come on.
All right, they were sophomores, but that's about it.
They were seniorish.
They were not. Not ish. Either. No,
old
close.
Enough to drive, old enough to talk to Miles. That's what I was talking about.
I
had a lot of weird stuff happen.
Yeah, that was weird. I was just like,
the whole Yellow Submarine weird guy showing up. That was weird.
This cannot be good, is what I was thinking. This is not good.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff went on.
So, speaking of weird, we recently went out to Lion's Choice. You ever hear of Lion's Choice?
I heard a Lion's Photo, but not Lion's Choice.
No, Lion's Choice is a St. Louis landmark. It's like a roast beef place.
Okay.
There's more than one. So
I've never heard of it, but go ahead.
It's a chain in the St. Louis Metro. And we all went. The kids love, the wife and kids all love to go to Lion's Choice. I, on the other hand, am not the most fond of the Lion's Choice. So
why?
I'm not a big roast beef or ham fan.
I love both.
Hot ham, hot roast. I'm not. No.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of hot sandwiches. They piss me off every time I go to Subway now because they always ask you if you want it toasted, and I'm just like, I don't want it toasted. And I tell them right at the beginning, number one, no toasting.
It costs extra.
No. But you know what? I say that, yeah. And then every time they get finished, they go, toasted? No, I said, no, we're not toasting anything. No toasting.
Yeah.
I don't like the melted cheese on the sandwich. It's like snot or something. I don't know.
I have a weirdo friend like you that won't even eat there. He's like, that's the worst food you can eat is Subway.
Oh, really? Well, you were going to be a franchisee at one point, weren't you?
What?
You were going to be a franchisee.
Yes, yes. I was. I would have opened up one. Yeah. I was giving some bad advice about if I did not do it.
Yeah, so...
$50,000 would have opened it.
Oh, this was early on. This was before anybody knew about Subway.
Oh, shit, I would have owned about 10 of them by now.
Probably, to be honest with you. Yes, it's true.
That's true.
It is totally true, because this was
and like... I have a wife that's much, much younger than me, too. Let me tell you right now. Much younger.
Your wife's already younger than you.
Scandalous young.
Your wife's not even 40 yet or anything, is she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, the Subway.
So, Lion's Choice. So, oh, you don't like choice. Hot meat. You don't like hot meat in your mouth.
I don't like that.
No. You like cold meat in your mouth.
Okay. Okay, you could say that if you want to. So we go to the Lion's Choice, and we get this kid taking the order.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I always take a back seat to the wife in the ordering phase.
Was it Eddie Deason?
No, it wasn't Eddie Deason. Look that up on IMDb, people.
Yeah, Google that. Do a Google Eddie Deason. Yeah, he's a funny guy.
He's a funny guy. No, this is like some high school kid. You know, probably dated that girl that you were going to go out with. So he's just some goofy high school kid. And so I always let my wife order for everybody but me. And for whatever reason, she won't order for me because I think she's embarrassed by my ordering. Is that true? She's listening, but no, she's not listening now.
Does she cut your meat for you?
Oh, she just flipped me off. So...
Uh-oh, that's signaling the number of listeners to GuntCast. Go ahead. Anyway, go ahead.
So I don't think she likes, because I'm always very particular about my order, you know, and so it's a combination of not wanting to deal with me and my eccentricities and...
I'll have a hot dog.
And also, if she screws it up, then she feels like I'm, you know, coming down on her, yelling at her or something. So,
Would you hit her? No! If she got it wrong?
Come on, please.
Yes, you do.
What? He said yes.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Scandalous!
She can't hear you. He said, "Do I hit you if you get it wrong?" And you go, "Yes, you do." Like, I turn all of a sudden.
Truth comes out. Oh, my God.
I've got headphones on. She can't even hear you.
If I would have known Bobblement was like this, I would never would have agreed to doing this podcast. Oh, I'm telling you right now.
Now I'm Mike Turner. Oh, Tina, my God. Give me Lion's Choice, bitch.
I wanted a hot dog now.
That's right. I don't want no hot meat.
Hot meat? Loose meat?
What the fuck is wrong with you, woman?
Now you want to eat that hot dog.
So she orders for the kids and herself, and then she kind of passes it to me, and then I do the whole, you know, messing up everything by being special. So anyway, so this kid takes her order, and he's like, okay, and he reads it back, It's kind of like Crispin Glover or something.
That's not the guy I want handling my food.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we got a hot ham and cheese and a fry and an orange shake. And we got a roast beef and a fry and a drink.
Yeah.
And we got another drink and another a child roast beef and a fry. And then we got another drink and we got a large fry.
Is this Floyd the Barber?
Yeah. No, it's Crispin Glover.
No, and I thought it was Floyd the Barber.
He reads it all back. And we go, yeah, that's it. I mean, and meanwhile, people are just stacking up behind us. I mean, it's like, it's like a, you know, they went throughout the white flag or whatever in NASCAR. Everybody's just stacking up behind us, right?
Oh yeah.
Caution, isn't it the white flag, the caution flag? I don't watch NASCAR, but
I think yellow is caution, isn't it?
No, you don't even know what you're talking about.
No, I think I know that.
Oh, you probably do. You're got your Dale Earnhardt shirt.
The yellow caution flag is out.
Oh, that's right. Yellow. Chris, So anyway.
Apology accepted, but continue,
I'm feeling all, you know, self-conscious with all these people, and this kid's reading back the order. And then he goes to get the cups. Okay, you got one drink. Oh, wait a minute. You got two drinks. Oh, wait, no, you've got three drinks.
What is it, the count? One.
It was the count. He was counting and it. And a shake. And so we finally get our cups. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this kid's killing me. How are they going to get through the day? I mean, people are out the door right now. It's craziness.
Yeah.
They got him working the cash register, for Christ's sake.
I'm going to cook your food.
No, luckily he did not handle any of the food other than, I think, putting it on the tray. But now I will tell you that the Lion's Choice has these good fries that taste like fries in a bag. Just saying.
Puke.
Yeah. I was eating them. I was telling my wife, these taste like fries in a bag. They're so good.
I wouldn't go that far.
And the kids are like, what's that? I go, oh, well, let me tell you a story, children. Gather round.
Gather round.
Fries in the, I used to make fries in the bag, cut up my own potatoes. Sometimes I'd wash them, sometimes I wouldn't. Miles was coming over, no washing the taters.
Daddy used to say you used to shake your sack, but we didn't know what they meant.
That's right. Cook them up in the oil and put them in a sack, brown paper bag. So, yeah, it was good, though. I love those Lion's Choice fries.
No.
But yes, we had Crispin Glover as the count for our Lion's Choice order taker. That's nice. Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Biff, you get your damn hands off of that sandwich. So, yeah, so what's going on with you? Anything?
Well, we went to Lion's Choice, and
you never heard of Lion's
Choice? I have never heard of Lion's. No, I don't know. I've never heard of Lion's Choice.
What well, if you get a chance to go there, and you like hot meat, which I know you do,
I have had hot meat.
Yes, you should go there.
Yeah,
I think so. It's not that far. It's probably only about 3 hours drive for you to get to a Lion's Choice.
Okay.
They're in
I'll go back to Blueberry Hill. I'll go back to Blueberry Hill with you.
If you come down, I'll treat you to Blueberry Hill.
You're on. You're on.
Because you'll never make it down here.
That's true.
You could tell him you five star place.
That's right. I could tell him five. He wouldn't go to a five star place.
That's wasteful. That's wasteful.
I could never go there. I'll take you to, think here, a good place. They'll take you to Cyberg's for wings, or...
I'll go to Chewy's.
Oh, I'll take you to Chewy's. I love Chewy's.
I've never been there.
It's good, too. Mm.
Kind of closed.
No, it opened up again over by St. Louis University. I went there for work. We took some people out to lunch over there. It was fantastic.
All right. Bob Street, apparently. So,
So what's going on with you besides trying to mooch a free meal off of me?
Oh, man.
Another free meal.
I wasn't really prepared tonight with the story. That's the funny part.
Yeah, that's real funny.
I might be doing a ghost hunt at Desiree's. I mean, that sounds...
Oh, really? Really? A ghost hunt at Desiree's? Yeah. How so?
Yes.
Tell me.
Yeah. Okay. Who would have thought? Yes.
Okay, it's...
My wife's best friend is kind of promiscuous. Her name is Desiree.
Is it like a panty ghost or what?
She says that.
Is she leaving strips in her underwear that look like Jesus or something or what?
She says she can detect the scent of cigar smoke.
Coming out of her hoo-ha?
In her new house.
Oh, she got a new house already?
Yeah, well, about a year ago.
Oh, okay. She's got cigar smoke in a very specific place or just anywhere?
Just occasionally she'll smell it, but she goes, I've never met this gentleman, but God bless his soul. Her dad is deceased, died many years ago. But she goes, my dad smoked a certain kind of cigar.
Yeah.
And she goes, this is the exact...
This is the that's the smell of her dad's cigar. Is what you're telling me.
That's what she says. She's smelling her dad's cigar in the new house.
Really? That's interesting.
So I think I'm gonna have to investigate it.
Yeah, I think you should round the boys up and head on over there.
Let's go through the dresser drawers first. I'll take the top drawer.
Dad's taking over the dresser. Yes, I see. Yeah. Kids go over by the fireplace. I will be over here by the dresser, yes.
We're going to do a whole full body spectrum on her. And So I thought it was kind of interesting to get that going.
That'd be interesting. So
I'd love to do a podcast in there, man.
You're ready, you know, just tell me. And so...
I know. That would be great, wouldn't it?
That would be interesting. I would love to be distantly, you know.
Ouija board, seance. I don't know what we could do. Ear candling, whatever. Whatever she's open up to. I mean, she's open up to a lot of stuff. So, I mean, you know.
Well, yeah. That's true. I think you know what you got to do.
Burning my initials into her arm with a hot paper clip. I mean, stuff like that, you know.
No, I wasn't talking about... I was saying you go to the store.
Yeah.
And you get some White Owls or whatever the hell he smoked.
Yeah.
And you go into the area where she says that she's, you know, smelt the smoke and so forth. And you put the White Owls down there, right?
Yeah.
And then you, you know, tell them to come get them.
All right.
See if they move, you know, get the camera on it.
Yeah.
Talk them on in, you know what I mean? See if you smell the smoke.
I would love to do
smoke.
It.
Yeah.
I would love to do it.
Here's your favorite cigar. It's right here on the table. Come get it.
I'd love to do Ouija board. I'll do Ouija board with her. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what that's going to do, but...
Yeah. I think it'll work. Yeah.
I saw this on the Long Island Medium. It's called Naked Seance.
We don't use that little weird shaped thing here to push around. We kind of use something else.
Yeah, that's right.
You put your hands on it.
That's right. It points to things.
It points to things it likes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Oh, yeah. So who knows? That could be a future show someday. Wouldn't that be neat?
That would be neat. I'm very curious to hear what. Transpires. You could take your cell phone. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
I'll take my wife's cell phone.
Okay, you can take your wife's cell phone.
Yeah, mine got confiscated. I don't have one now.
You want to talk about that at all? Or
No. I have no.
The funny thing about Miles' house is he doesn't have anything. His wife has everything. He's not allowed.
This is kind of like the house that technology forgot, basically. If you want to know how things ran, like in the mid-1980s, just come here. You're pretty much going to see the top of the line.
Kids, I got a video disc. Yeah. The Jerk just came out on video disc. We can watch it.
The Jerk.
Naaman Johnson.
I'm picking out a thermos for you.
Yeah,
actually,
nice.
I have the same stereo I bought in college.
I believe that, yes.
Prior to meeting you.
Yes, your first failure at college, yes.
Yes. I used to be rich.
Right. That's
I was
right.
very rich at one
you were
time.
Rich, and I was poor.
And this one guy knew it, this guy from Chicago. He goes, hey, I got a lot of stereo equipment, and I need to borrow like $500.
Wink, wink.
I said, okay, well, what do you got? He goes, well, here, I don't pay it back, you can just have my stereo system.
Realistic, is that a good brand? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, the Kenwood, man.
Kenwood.
Hmm. Little tape deck, man.
A whole equalizer. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember.
And, lo and behold, the guy did not pay back the money. And now he's like a frickin' mortgage banker in frickin' Naperville making hand over fist, and I'm the poor guy. I'm like, oh my God, this was some kind of evil gypsy trick or something. My God, what?
Well, he's still doing the same thing he did back then. He was.
Yeah, he's still screwing people, basically.
Still screwing people over, that's right.
He's just got a title now, basically.
That's right, exactly.
I know, that was some kind of real screw. It was like a hot tub time machine or something, man.
Exactly.
Got screwed over on that deal, man.
I'm really, this Desiree's ghost thing is very intriguing.
I thought you might be titillated with it, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe if you put on something a little bit nicer, something, relax the mood in here. Like a negligee or something.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Something.
You're going to dress her in pigtails and have footy pajamas or something.
Oh, man. Oh.
So, how did you dress when you were living with your father?
Did you go to Catholic school at all? did you go to that?
Oh, my goodness. That's you.
I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. I go, well, that would really make a cool thing there.
Somehow, I think that at least one time in the evening, you'll be like, smell that? Yeah.
What? Those are onion rings.
Yeah, you'll be doing one of these. You'll be going, you smell that?
They say if you pull my finger, you'll smell a ghost.
Was that you?
There it is. I knew it wasn't far away.
You have a dog? You have a dog in here? Oh, no. Goodness. Desiree, what is... Thank you for dinner, but... Oh, my God.
Oh, my dear goodness. That doesn't smell like Dutch Masters.
Yes, the fart pen is never far away. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. So, wouldn't that be neat?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a good one. I can't wait.
I know, and I just had to talk, like, my wife and her into it, because I'm sure...
Oh, wow, a little three-way action there.
Three-way, adults only. Sorry, man, you can't come.
Yeah. Say, ladies, did I mention that pubic hair scares off ghosts? I'm just saying. It's a known fact. You can... Look it up on the Ghost Hunter website.
You should shave before we get there.
Well, no, you'll just shave them while they're there. That'll be
the, while we're there. Maybe I could do it for you.
That's right, exactly. See? I came prepared.
Oh my God, it's like a ZZ Top concert. Holy crap. Wow. Holy old man.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez.
Yeah, I think that would be more your style there.
Yeah.
We need to... Get down to the bare facts here.
Like Willie Nelson in a headlock. What the hell?
Oh my goodness. That's nice.
Yeah.
Well that's something for us to look forward to then.
God willing, maybe I can get this done someday.
God willing, that's for sure.
God willing, yes.